Now, I want to see some freaky stuff on the golf course today because Brendan Goddard
Oh.
is teeing it up in about 90 minutes' time from now with Jeff Ogilvie and Marcus Fraser in a professional golf tournament. He joins us on the line. BJ, good morning, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, all that.
Oh, is it? Yeah, it's already past that, mate. It was a long time past that. So,
how long?
The same as you guys, anyway.
When you came back from the Christmas break, did you? How long could you say Happy New Year to all the people at the footy club for?
The first day, I think.
Then a ban after that.
He's got his game face
no,
on.
No, ban, yeah. It's just one first day back, that's it. No.
Now,
he's got game face on. Don't
know,
ask,
don't.
Say silly things to him. He's focused.
We've spoken to you, in all honesty, BJ, we've spoken to you so many times through your footy career and afterwards as well about preparation, that sort of stuff. What's your preparation like before a golf tournament? Because we're an hour and a half before you tee off.
I think at my sister's house, she's got woken up by her dogs. And I'm actually sleeping with my middle daughter. So that's... That was early to start than the alarm going off. It's all right, down in Carolyn. So I'll be playing at your lawn for the Sixers, which is pretty small town just in Gippsland. It's a pretty significant kind of event for the area. Probably more so too for the golfers, obviously being starved of competitive golf for so long, and a lot of events being cancelled due to current circumstances, but. Finally, those guys get to compete on an elite level, and I'm just lucky enough to be a part of it.
This is a massive event, obviously, for the community, too, to have Jeff Ogilvie, a major championship winner, Marcus Fraser, we've got European Tour players there as well, yourself. What a moment for the town.
Yeah, it is, and I think we spoke last year, and if you remember, and the listeners out there, that the event last year, unfortunately, actually got washed out. There was an eventual winner in Tom Powhoran, but the event was compromised in such an area for a small golf course. I think they got one full-time course staff member. They've obviously got a few more helpers this year, but they presented the course so well, and unfortunately due to the weather last year, that practically got washed out. So the event was really compromised. So it's good that they can have it this year, and this is kind of their first official PGA of Australia anyway, their first official event.
And the format, BJ, you got to start well because the field just gets reduced over the first three rounds down to 24.
Yeah, well aware of that. So my expectations aren't really high, to be honest. It sounds like I'm making excuses, but I think they're legit. We had our third daughter about a month ago. No, 6 weeks ago now.
Oh,
so my golf has been really compromised. So last year I played a lot of golf leading into this event, so I had expectations. I was pretty excited, so that's why I was a bit disappointed. Yeah, with the weather and how it turned out. So this year it's a little bit different. This has been my fifth round in about 6 weeks. So don't have high expectations, but that could work in my favour. As you know, as golfers, high expectations can just surprise yourself and do quite well. So I'm just looking just to play some reasonable golf over the next couple of days.
I need some tips. I haven't played since last February, and I've got number
last
two on the
February.
Way. Yeah, yeah. And
you've got number two on the way, and you've only got one, mate. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, and you're playing,
plenty of time.
You're playing five rounds in 6 weeks three already. So I need some serious tips on how to negotiate that with the leader of the opposition. Well done.
Daycare's a wonderful thing.
Now, BJ, you play a lot of golf with Marcus Fraser. He's a good friend of yours. Does he get game face on? There is a bit of cash up for grabs. Is there any tips or he sort of fend for yourself?
Nah. Yeah, well, he does. And so does Jeff. Jeff misses the competitive side of it. So, it just turns out that we're playing together, but it's like our Wednesday comp at Peninsula. So we're pretty lucky. But we all do get pretty competitive. But Fraser will drop it at, he'll play golf at a drop of an oily rag. He'll play anywhere. So he'd been playing the Pro-Am series the last week down here in Gippsland. So he was just chomping at the bit just to play any kind of competitive golf as opposed to, our regular rounds at Peninsula. So I think those two in particular, but the whole field would just be, really excited about getting back and not only playing, competing, but also seeing each other too. So we've all had a pretty tough year. So it'd be good for them just to, get some competitive golf and catch up with friends.
Yeah, we spoke to Matty Griffin a couple of weeks ago before he headed over to Adelaide for the Blitz Golf Series over there, and he was happy just to be involved back out on the course. What's the feeling like? I know Jeff Ogilvie and Marcus Fraser aren't touring as much anymore, of course, overseas, and that's not on the radar as such. But what's the feeling amongst those two and a few of the other golfers that you know about actually just getting back out there and what the year off, essentially, from competitive golf will do to their mindset?
So I know kind of two ends of the spectrum. So Jeff and Fraser obviously played their golf and, they've had a 20-year career under the belt. But then there's a couple of guys that I know that are just, younger guy, Blake Colley, who just got his Australasian Tour card, the year before COVID struck and had quite a good year, finished top five at the Vic PGA down at Cape Sands. And so the guys like that were just excited to kind of start their career and obviously been halted and come to a squealing halt because of COVID was really disappointing for them. So there's guys like that that are really excited that they've got everything ahead of them. And there's another guy named Todd Sinnott, who you may know, who's Asian Tour winner. I'll probably say 4 years ago, ran into some injuries. He actually hasn't played golf for about 2.5 years because of back injuries. So he's, I played with a practice round with him on Monday. Again, he was just buzzing with excitement just to be back. He's like, this is my first practice round in tournament week for 2.5 years. He goes, I'm pumped. I can't wait. So, I'm seeing it all, but the underlying thing is they're all just excited to be back playing golf. And, this is their careers, mind you. A lot of these guys, this week and the next, they've got a number of events. So they've got Jeff's event down in Rosebud next week. And then the guys go up to Sydney for Brayton Astor hosted event. And then there's a couple others. So, these guys are playing for checks and essentially, he's going to pay mortgages and his school fees and all that kind of thing. So it's their career. So it's really important to them.
Now, I'm halfway through the Tiger Woods documentary. Do you...
No, I haven't started that.
You haven't? Oh, no, it's pretty impressive.
I thought you'd be all over that, BJ.
No, mate, three kids.
he seemed to have a solid swing at about two, so there's no wonder he's as good as... But do you go with a colour, BJ? Yeah, the red on the last day. What have you got for me today in the kit?
Today, well, I've, like all golfers and good golfers and we've checked the weather report and it's quite warm.
Oh, yeah,
so
it's gonna be
hot. I've gone the lighter colours.
Yep. Okay.
Because I'm generally a darker colour man. I'm my neutral colours, the blacks and the whites and the greys. A lot of people call me, when I rock up the golf course, is Gary Player because I'm often dressed in all black.
Oh, wow.
With a black golf bag, all that kind of thing. So I've gone, got the tan pants today, white shirt, white shoes, and white hat. So.
Tan pants are always gutsy.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm just holding on to the figure, mate, so I can still pull them off.
And then for the final round, you got like a pink shirt or something different.
Right. I'm playing for the third and fourth round.
Hey, BJ, all the best today. Good luck. It's great to see some competitive golf back on the Australian circuit. Look forward to tracking how you go and hopefully you can make the fourth round. That'd be a fair effort. Maybe that might be a way to prepare in the future. Not much golf.
Yeah, and the cricket yesterday, I'm sure you talked about this morning, and the great man Adam White's performance.
Well,
so,
extraordinary.
Postage stamp.
I must admit, we've always talked about cricket with Whitey, just from my point of view, and he's always talked himself up, as we know. And famous quote from him over breakfast a couple of years ago was, I'd walk into the Australian over 50 team in a few years, quote unquote. And he backed it up yesterday, put his money where his mouth was, and it was an extraordinary performance. But I am actually paying for it, which I knew I would. I had a discussion with Rui a couple of days ago when I committed to playing that I'd bowl and do whatever, but I'd be sore today. And I've woken up and, my whole right side and my old back's feeling the effects of bowling only four overs. Whitey did come to me and said, you want one more? I said, no, I'm done.
So,
you're an eyewitness. I didn't realize.
What was the reaction like at the ground? Because we requested for him to come on the show today. He declined. He said, go through his manager. He's going to do a tell-all in about 3 weeks' time.
Yeah. But we said this will go down. This is obviously early in the year. This will go down as one of the best sporting performances in 2021. We'll be talking about it at the end of the year. What was it like? Well, half and I were sitting on the sideline and half was playing, actually bowling, rolling the arm over to Whitey's kids. And about 2 hours before, he had a couple of half-trackers and a full banger that he, literally missed and really got stumped with. And Whitey turns around and goes, don't let my kids watch this. Literally yells out to the crowd.
Wow.
And then last over, we all kind of tuned out. Half goes to me. I said, what's the... I couldn't quite see the scoreboard. So I said, what's the state of play here? He goes, oh, we need 22 off this over. And little did I know that I already bowled two balls.
Wow.
So it was 22 off four balls. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, it's kind of... He just kind of turned the ball, oh, it's kind of over. And then next ball, he's hit a six. Did he tell you about the first six he hit? No, the second one, actually. The first one, admittingly, is a very short boundary to his cross the line of the leg side.
Yes.
His first one, he put up over the fence. Second one, hit straight down the ground along the boundary. The guy took the catch and fell over the boundary.
Oh, no. So,
no, we didn't know this.
Yeah, six, yeah. So then the next one, he put over cow corner. So, yeah, he needed four, what are we up to, four off the last ball to win.
Yep.
And this,
wow.
You know, this young fella, he was like a little tweaker, I'm not sure what he was, medium, little darts or whatever he was bowling.
Yeah.
And then we're all discussing, you've got to put this outside off, you know, just pitch it up, long boundary. And then he proceeded to bowl one down leg side, which he just swept over on leg six, and he put the arms up in the air for victory, and we all, you know, wrapped it, so...
Well,
it was extraordinary.
The turn up for me and the real change round has been his kids calling him Fat Man Patel through the entire summer, and now he's gone to the Spice Man. So that's a significant upgrade for Whitey, that's for sure. So it's a fair effort. There is video footage, which we've tweeted out as well for everyone to have a look at home. But we won't hear the end of it. That's for sure. BJ, good luck today. Hit him well.
Thanks, folks. Good talking.
Brendan Goddard there, teeing off in the Gippsland Super Sixes. Coverage of that, of course, through all the social media channels on PGA of Australia as well. So make sure you check out the action today. Good field. Like, it's...